an extra trip. Are you going to stay in Jerusalem until the next holiday? No, I have to get home to Capernaum. Can't let my business slide for another 2 months. But I'll be back, although it is an added expense. It seems the only times we get to see each other are the holidays. Perhaps conversations like that occurred every Passover. All Jewish men had to travel to Jerusalem for that holiday and also had to be there for Shavuos, Pentecost, 50 days later. Maybe some could afford to stay for both holidays. Most probably had to make 2 trips out of it. And for what? Just to bring a couple of loaves of bread for the priest to wave. Well, also a sacrifice, but that was incidental. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour, they shall be baked with leaven, they are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord, with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Leviticus 23:17-21. A trip to Jerusalem, just to offer 2 loaves of bread. Some might think it a waste of time. Sure, it was a holiday commemorating the giving of the law. And yes, it was an offering of first fruits to show that God came first in the lives of every Jewish family. But couldn't that have been done at home? Why go home and then travel all the way back to Jerusalem, just short of 2 months later? The simple answer is that God said to. Maybe it was a test of faith. Maybe it was to emphasize the importance of the law, or of reliance on God. Unlike the other holidays, no special ceremony is designated other than the sacrifice. Why not? Today it is common for the Jewish people to spend all night in Torah study, because this was the night on which the law was given. The Torah is ceremony enough. There doesn't need to be anything else. And yet, perhaps there is a special ceremony associated with Pentecost. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 17:22. This verse seems out of place. In between discussions of holidays, the Jewish people are told to take care of the poor and the stranger. Maybe, though, it isn't between discussions. Maybe this is the ceremony for Shavuos. God gave the bread of His word to the Jewish people. They are to give bread back to Him, but also grain for bread to those in need. We are surrounded by homeless, poor, and needy. There are many strangers among us, illegally or with permission. It is not our job to determine whom to help and whom to ignore. It is our job to leave some of what we produce for them, all of them, whether they think we think they deserve it or not. whether they are in our country legally or not, whether we can afford it or not. In fact, Shavuos says that since we are all dependent on God for everything that we have, we cannot afford not to help others, even if it means traveling an extra couple of hundred miles once a year. Shavuos, Pentecost, was June 4th in 2014.